everyone, and welcome into the Huskers Radio Network podcast. I'm Jessica Cootie. Welcome into our first game week practice report of the 2024 season. This week, ahead of the season opener against UTEP, I had a chance to chat with a few of the players to see how game week prep is going. So here are my conversations with tight end Thomas Fedoni, offensive lineman Ben Scott, and black shirt and linebacker John Bullock. Here with Thomas Fedoni. Well, how does it feel? It's game week, finally.
It's exciting. You know, all the work that we put in over these last few months are about to come into fruition. And I think the team, well, I know the team's excited, you know, to finally play someone else instead of our own players and seeing the same defense and the same guys and be able to hit someone else. So we're all excited.
How does it feel different, this offense, and where you guys are at as an offense this year as opposed to where you were a year ago?
Yeah, I would say just confidence, obviously, you know, being under the same system for 2 years now. I don't think I've had that since I've been here, running the same offense without changing it for more than a year. So, you know, you get used to it, you get comfortable with it, you're comfortable with the calls, comfortable with the plays, obviously, and then comfortable with the coaches. And most the most important part, you get comfortable with each other. And I feel like as an offense, we've definitely grown and gotten more confident and comfortable with each other and just trust one another to do our job.
You personally, how excited are you? You put in a ton of work, I know. How excited are you to go put it out on the field on game day?
I can't wait. Yeah. There's not too many words to express how excited I am. You know, just to go out there and do my job and do it to the highest level that I can. And just keep getting better and better each game, each practice. The practices or the games are won. You know, in each practice throughout the week. So as long as I keep doing that and stacking each day, it's going to be a good game.
How do you feel too? Just again, when you talk about where you were a year ago as an offense, what about you personally, just going into the season, how much ready do you feel? How much more confident do you feel?
Yeah, obviously a lot more confident because, I mean, I think last year, first game was my first college, pretty much my first college game, really, of actually, you know, playing and having a big role in the offense, and then now having, like, you know, a whole year under that, a whole year under my belt, and then just being able to know what to expect and the speed of the game during the game and everything like that, just being able to practice you know, a whole year healthy again, and just kind of, you know, I guess the comfortability level of it's going to be a lot better for me, I think.
True freshman quarterback, what makes you believe Dylan Ryle is ready for this moment and ready to lead this offense?
What makes me believe it is you see it every day. You know, he's a gamer. And he's also, everything he does it to the highest level. You know, he practices hard. And then after practice, you know, when most people are going to go and go home or, you know, not do what, I guess, a pro does. He does what a pro does. He'll go in, he'll watch film, he'll do the extra stuff, he'll do his little, you know, his arm workouts and stuff like that. I mean, I'll come in on the weekends and no one will be in here, and he'll be in here doing his workouts and just doing the little things. He does little things right, and somebody said recently there's magic in the minutia, and I think, you know, that he's like a big an epitome of that. I think, you know, he does all the small things right.
For this offense and setting the tone, what are the goals for this offense? I guess week one, what are you guys trying to do out there on Saturday?
I think we're just trying to be the best version of ourselves. Do everything right that we've been practicing, not have any self-inflicted, you know, mistakes, because we believe that the only people that can beat us is us. Just go out there and practice the way we know how to practice and play the way we've been playing, and just stack each play and go out there and just, you know, beat the team we're against.
Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Here with Ben Scott, well, how nice is it to be preparing for an opponent that's not your own teammates?
Yeah, I think we're ready to go. We've been practicing against our own guys for long enough, and I think it's about time for us to go and hit someone else.
How did you feel once fall camp closed and you started moving into game prep? Did you feel like this offense was ready and you did what you needed to do to be ready for that game prep?
Yeah, I think, you know, fall camp got us ready. You know, our bodies were calloused, and I think we're ready to go. Now it's time to get mentally prepared, and, you know, we're still attacking. You know, now the foot's on the pedal, and I think we're just going to go in there and attack an opponent now.
You guys can't do anything about the schedule, but how nice is it to have the opener at home this season?
Oh, it's nice. You know, not going to an away game, another stadium, staying home, I think it's really nice.
You think about this time a year ago, it was your first time running out Memorial Stadium. How excited are you to be out in front of the fans again?
I think it's going to be great, you know, having all the fans there, and they're all cheering us on, and I think week one's going to be something special.
Okay, so Dylan Royal is a starting quarterback. First time that we've talked to you since that. What makes you believe he's ready? What have you seen about his progression that he's ready for this moment?
Yeah, you know, just him coming in early every day. You know, he's always watching film, and during the walkthroughs and practice, he's real deliberate with everything he does. So, you know, I think that he's treating himself to a high standard and trusting us and what we're doing. I think it's going to be really good.
The guys behind you guys, starting on the front on the offensive line, got some young guns back there, some talent. What kind of progression have you seen them make, you know, as again, you move into the game week and probably going to need them at some point throughout the season?
Yeah, I think everyone's going in there. You know, we all had a really good fall camp, you know, getting everyone ready to go. And now just treating every day like attacking every day and getting better and better. And I think, you know, going to the week one, I think everyone's prepared.
What have you guys seen out of UTEP? I mean, I know new coaching staff, but how are you guys preparing on what you're going to see out of them come Saturday?
Yeah, watching a lot of film, going through a lot of walkthroughs, and just running our plays, you know, preparing for everything, you know. And I think it's something important. You never know what you're going to expect in week one, especially with the new coaching staff and having their new players transfer in. And you know, it's going to be good. I think we're all prepared.
What are the goals for this offense week one? What do you guys want to accomplish on Saturday? Besides the win, what are you looking to do to make sure that you do what you need to do in week one?
Yeah, you know, everyone just doing what they got to do, everyone finishing their blocks, everyone doing what they got to do, and, you know, just attacking everything, you know, and just every play, it's a new play every play, and, you know, just, yeah.
The mindset, the 1-0 mindset that you guys established last year, you know, again, how is that carried over? What's the mindset going into each game week this week or this year?
Yeah, I think we're taking it one game at a time and one day at a time, especially, you know, going in today, we had a really hard day. You know, it's a Tuesday, so, you know, we're going out there and attacking everything. And I think just going day by day, just preparing ourselves for the week.
Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Here with John Bullock. Well, how does it feel now that it's finally game week and you're going to face a different opponent other than your offense that you faced every day?
Yeah, it's a huge deal. I mean, obviously, you don't want to hit those guys every single day, so bringing someone, some fresh meat in is always a good sign, good deal. So I think we're ready for it.
How have you liked the progress of the defense that you guys have made over the last few weeks since you started day one of fall camp to where you are now going into game week?
Yeah, I think we've improved greatly. Just communication-wise, tackling-wise, technique-wise, just having guys step up that are in the 2-deep or 3-deep is huge because we're going to need them this year at some point. So I think from top to bottom, our defense has improved a lot throughout this fall camp.
What about diving into UTEP and preparing for them? What have you guys seen on film? What are some of the keys in facing UTEP on Saturday?
They're just a big tempo team. I mean, they like to go fast. They like to do a bunch of different formations and shifts and motions. So they like to get the ball to the perimeter a lot. But I think that what we just got to do is just be able to play up to their tempo and be able to rotate guys enough to be able to stay in their rhythm and keep us in shape for the whole game, because they're going to be able to throw a lot of plays out there because of how fast they run their offense. So we just got to be ready for that and be mindful of that.
You got your single digit back, but there's, out of the single digits, a lot of defensive guys. What does that say just about the leadership that's on the defensive side of the ball? And again, how many guys have come back and have played together and been through so much together?
Right. I think that we just have a lot of guys there that trust in each other and trust in the team and then know that they need to step up and be a leader for this team. So they know, they understand the defensive side of the ball is important, and we got to be even better than we were last year. So a lot of guys have taken that role and just stepped up even further. And, I mean, you got guys like Ty, Nash, Giff, Deshaun, Malcolm. I mean, all those guys, Jamari, all those guys have just stepped up huge this year and have played a big role in this team so far.
Obviously, there's been a lot of talk about your leadership going back to the spring and what you've provided this defense. But now that it's game week and going into a game day, how does your approach change? What are you trying to do to be able to continue to be a leader for this defense on an actual game day?
Yeah, so I mean, the most important thing is just being vocal, being there for the guys. But I mean, nothing really changes for me from day to day. I try to be the same guy every single day, whether it's practice, whether it's a game. And if I keep my technique the same, keep my communication the same, then I know everything will fall in line and we'll be all right.
How has that process been, being more of a talker? I know you're a lead by example kind of guy, but to when this team needs you to be more of a vocal guy, how has that process been for you?
Yeah, it was tough at first, obviously, just because I'm not as much of a talker, like you said. But I think that it comes with experience. It comes with just being able to trust yourself and trust the guys that they will listen to you, because if you work hard enough and you show that they can get your attention and get your trust, then it makes it a lot easier. So when I do speak up, and it's been a lot more recently, but that just shows me that I know the guys trust me more in order to say something. So,
black shirts were handed out. How special is that to continue to be a part of that tradition?
Yeah, it's huge. It's a great honor, obviously, but just seeing all the guys before us that have received that, and knowing how many legends are in that group, and for us to receive that is a huge honor. And it's, as a Nebraska kid, it's something that I always dreamed of, and getting it for the second year in a row is a huge honor for me, and it's something I don't take lightly.
Okay, what kind of tone does this defense need to set, want to set here in week number one to set you guys up to continue to build throughout the season?
Yeah, I think the number one thing is just to play as physical as possible. Mm-hmm. I think that's really just the biggest thing for this game, because they'll throw a lot of stuff at you, but if you keep your physicalness up enough to be able to keep up with them, I think they won't stand a chance against us, because we're just so physical and we play how Blackshirt defense is supposed to play.
Appreciate your time.
Yep, thank you very much.
Thanks for listening and watching this game week practice report. We will have much more coverage, including our game broadcast right here on the Huskers Radio Network. So stay tuned right here. We've got it all headed your way. Thanks for listening and watching. I'm Jessica Cootie with the Huskers Radio Network.